Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Colson, and you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. But before you do so, I have a task for you. So pause the podcast, go onto On the Sofa Show social medias and go into our link and get your tickets for our live shows. We are live in Manchester and in London in the month of May. Manchester on the 4th of May and London on the 18th. The three of us can't wait to see you there. So buy your tickets and then come back and listen to us here on the sofa. Hello and welcome back to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Now coming up on today's episode.
What are you watching this morning? I thought maybe GMB, bit of the news. No, I'm watching that horror where someone runs someone over and gets clothed. Really?
Yeah. Saturday morning.
With my tea and toast.
And in part two of today's episode, we're back watching Ripley episodes 5 and 6.
You didn't watch it?
No, I did watch it. I forgot that's what we're talking
that's
about.
That's what we're talking. I can't fucking wait for this series to finish.
Why?
Roll on May. That's all I'm going to
say. No,
I'm actually in. Yeah. I actually think it's picked up. I think you've done it dirty there a bit.
Interesting.
It's picked up.
Well, we're not talking about that in this half. This half, we're talking about what we've been up to this week. And Jack, you've had quite the week, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I obviously haven't, but I'll pretend I have.
Okay.
Boots?
Do you remember? No, no. Do you remember our old friend at the AO Arena, Great Scott?
Scott?
Yeah. Fridge.
He's been in touch.
You've got a fridge.
No.
Microwave. I tell you what, he's been in touch. Stop
mentioning
using my name.
No. Dishwasher.
You've got a new dishwasher.
It's on the way.
It's on the way.
What discount?
I've not actually got it yet. I've not actually got it yet.
Off the back of a lorry. Has he unplugged it from his house? Is it one of the? Yeah. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? No. I can sort you out. I can get you anything you want. TV. Yeah. No problem.
Just to check. Are you using the what have you been up to this week as an advert for AO?
No. I will be. I'll send him a little message. But yeah, that arrives. I'm very excited. Don't forget, I've been washing up for 18 months now.
So have you never had a dishwasher? Or was this to do with the rats?
The rats ate it. The rats ate the dishwasher.
People who follow the podcast will know all about your rats in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Do you wear gloves when you wash up?
Marigolds.
Mary is interesting.
I did in the Big Brother house. I wore gloves.
Oh, and did you? No dishwasher?
First 4 days I washed up.
To get people together, isn't it?
Yeah. First 4 days I washed up and
that's
then I kind of got
over the
pushed to drying.
Oh, that's shit. The putting away is worse.
Got the elbow. No, someone else did that.
Yeah. What do you mean you got the elbow?
I started washing up.
Too soapy. Well,
we were going through fairy liquid like there's no tomorrow. And the saying is I hardly ever use fairy liquid in it. And we were using loads.
It's a lot thinner though now.
Mm. But Sharon took over the washing up.
Good.
Yeah. And then obviously the wash boys were formed.
Oh, that's where it comes from.
Yeah, that was how it started.
Oh, none of us knew.
I never listened to the song, Wash, Scrub, Dry Every Day.
No.
What song? We all thought you were formed just because
you were in the loo.
Because you were in the loo?
Yeah.
No, the Wash Boys was formed at the sink. So the Wash Boys was at the sink, which was Nick washing,
yeah.
Brad scrubbing, and me drying, Wash, Scrub, Dry.
What scrubbing is washing there?
Well, it worked for the song, didn't it?
Scrub dry. Four wash, hands scrub, in the bin. Dry in the, every in the, in the bowl.
And we used to get the tea towels, used to get so, so wet.
But all that's, right, okay.
Okay. Anyway, so you've got your new dishwasher coming. Yeah. Have you got a choice of what you've got? Or has he just gone, no, that's all we've got in the back of the van?
No, I've got a choice.
What colour? It's a posh, all singing, all dancing, isn't it?
Yeah. Doesn't make any noise.
It sings, it dances.
It doesn't wash them.
It doesn't wash them, no.
It's no, like the, but it looks great.
The Tesla of dishwashers.
I believe so, yeah.
So is that the most exciting thing that's happened in your week?
That's exciting for me. That happened. A tree fell down outside my house. Didn't kill anyone. But I just saw it. Wind, hurricane. That was one. I went to the cinema.
What did you see?
The Back to Black, the Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, any good?
Thing. Very good, actually.
Is it? Because you very told good. Me it was going to be shit.
I'd heard reviews that it wasn't great. I mean, I went. We went, me and the girlfriend, and the mother-in-law took her, because she has to come to the cinema with us.
Yes, she does, the three-way relationship. Yeah, three-way. The thruple.
And she loved it.
So awkward.
She absolutely... Yeah, all of us. We thought she was brilliant.
Good girl playing good eight.
Yeah, fantastic. Everybody in it. Jack O'Connell plays Blake.
Yes.
Good.
Very good. Very good. Really well cast. Eddie Marsden?
Yeah.
Marsden.
Your dad.
Marsden. My uncle, actually. Oh. He plays Amy's dad, Mitch.
I was going to go watch it on Friday night with Taylor, but you told me it was shit, so I didn't bother.
No, I didn't tell you it was shit. I said apparently.
You always do that. When you don't do something, you go, well, you said it was...
Yeah. Apparently... It's not great, but I went to see it and I really thought it was really good. But it's not factually correct, but it is very good. I suggest you go and watch it if you're listening.
We had, at the weekend, we sat down. Now, you must get this. Maybe you don't get this. You sit down, you've got to try and watch a film. There's a lot of choice and it can take you a long time to pick a film, can't it?
So we're talking Netflix, Disney Plus, Sky, Amazon Prime. Yeah.
Apple.
Buy it on Apple.
That's Paramount.
We don't have them all, but we've got a few, but it's still a choice. And then there's a few of you in the house, then you've got the old debate.
Yeah.
The half hour, the hour.
Yeah.
So I've accidentally subscribed to loads on Prime now. So on Prime, I'm paying for Shudder, Paramount Plus, and Prime.
Shudder, woulda, coulda, you got to bin that. Shudder, woulda, coulda. They have a horror, don't they, for like a proper good one.
And then the rest are cash. I'll tell you what is quite good, and this isn't advertising. ITVX have some good
films. Unbelievable. ITVX is really good now. Yeah, really good.
So we picked at the weekend, and my son was like, yeah, great. Loves a Hitchcock. Vertigo. Mm.
Interesting.
Went Vertigo.
Me and the kids watched True Lies. They loved it.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Tell you what I ended up watching on Friday, but unfortunately I fell asleep because I'm such an old man. We bought Infinity Pool.
What's Infinity Pool? That weird horror that I told you to watch. I think he watched it. The one where he runs the guy over in Spain or something. He's on his holiday.
It's in like a make-believe land, isn't it?
Well, it's not. I think it's a book originally, isn't it? He's on holiday with his wife and they're going through a bit of a divorce. Yeah. It's like make or break holiday. Yeah. He's a struggling writer. He had one hit and he's trying to have another successful book on the back of that.
Yeah.
And he's bombed at everything. He's got this wife, they don't speak to each other, they've no relationship. They meet this couple, they're going out for a meal. On the way home back to the hotel, he runs over and kills a guy on the road.
And they're not allowed to leave the compound because the area is dangerous.
They think, fuck, what do we do? Yeah. They move his body to the side of the road and they drive off. It's the middle of the night.
I don't think I've seen this.
They go home, but then the next day they're like arrested. They get
randomly
arrested for it, for the murder. Yeah. But there's this thing where if you pay a premium...
You get off.
You get off, but they make a clone of you. They make a clone of you.
Oh, I didn't see it.
And the family members get to kill your clone.
But they think it's you. But it isn't.
Oh, that sounds good.
When it got to the killing is when I had to fall asleep.
Just ruin it.
No, that's only like four minutes.
But you fell asleep.
I was absolutely shattered. Shattered.
And did you give it the old wake up on the credits? No, snore.
As in pause and said, we're going to have to finish this tomorrow. And I didn't finish it tomorrow because...
You can't over Cheerios. It's not really the right film.
No, not in the morning. I meant tomorrow night.
What are you
night.
Watching this morning? I thought maybe GMB, bit of the news. No, I'm watching that horror where someone gets cloned. When someone ever gets cloned, really?
Saturday morning.
With my tea and toast.
I didn't finish it because I was out early on Saturday. Do you remember Ben's 50th birthday party?
No.
It won't be a party, but just be us three.
Do you remember?
It's never been a party, is it? What was it?
No.
Wales.
Yeah.
The thingy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the old zip wire.
On Saturday, me and my girlfriend went to another of the zip worlds, a different park, and we did this underground in a mine obstacle course.
Are you in a mining cart?
No. So, you know, like, height, you know,
do you
like.
I remember doing the Crystal Maze and Chris Gascoigne got stuck in the mining cart. It was one of the greatest things. We got locked in. Did you do the Crystal Maze?
I didn't do it. I've done it with Jack. I never did it on the day.
We had this. We went and did the Crystal Maze. It was mining carts and you had to move them left, right, and back and forward. And you got the crystal. And then we nominated Chris Gascoigne to go in, who has got no coordination.
He plays Peter Barlow.
Yeah. He plays Peter Barlow. But it was absolutely, we could look through the window. It was amazing.
Left, right.
And we were crying. Oh. Got locked in.
We should do crystal.
We wanted to leave him, didn't we?
Yeah, we wanted to leave him.
The girls
went straight off.
Oh, pay a crystal, yeah. Get him out.
We were like, no way. Like, we won't have any time with the fans.
Leave him.
He'd be crap anywhere in the fans.
Me and Jack did Crystal Maze once. And bearing in mind, Ben, I used to be 24 stone.
Through Aztec.
There was a challenge that was the human hamster wheel. And Jack went,
yes, I remember
Jack
that.
Went, Colson, this one's yours. You'll be good on this one. Not a fucking clue. He made old fat Colson run around on the human hamster wheel.
It was amazing.
Sat there pissing himself. I think I got us the crystal,
I think
though.
Did.
I think cool. I did.
Good work. Good work. Yeah. It's good fun, that, isn't it? Anyway,
it really
go back to... Zip World. Is it the same place we went to, but it's the same company?
So there's four parks now. This was a different park. This park was actually in Snowdonia, so like in the mountain range. And this was an old mine that they took over, an old slate mine. And down in the actual mine, so 400 feet under the ground, they've converted a mine. And you know, they do high tree things.
Yeah.
Imagine that underground in a cave. Okay. So it's like climbing along the cave and zip wires around it.
There
was
good.
9 zip wires.
Sounds good.
And you do it all yourself. You have to fasten yourself on.
So if you don't, you have to clip it.
It's a go ape underground.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Well,
that's
done.
Like selling a movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is it? It's go ape underground. I'm in. £1 million. That will sell. I'm in.
You'd love it, Jack.
Yeah, I'd love that.
You would love it.
Why wouldn't I love it?
I think you would.
That's shitty, though, isn't it? You would love it, Jack. Blank for me.
Do you know what? I think if
you'd
we
be
did
lucky
it,
to get there, Ben.
If we did it, you'd have a great time. You'd laugh your head off. But about 2 hours in, you'd turn to me and Jack and go, how much longer?
Yeah.
And then when we got off, I think you'd just want like 10 minutes away from everyone.
Oh, because of my stomach.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just more. So I'm trying to think of it. You've got a balance on a log at one point.
Yeah, I can do that.
There's come on. There's a rope walk.
I can do that.
Like I said, there's 9 zip wires.
Yeah.
There's a stairway to heaven. There's like a giant vertical spider web that you've got to climb. There's so much to do. You've got to, at one point you've got to crawl. There's a swinging bridge. There's a tightrope bridge.
A what?
A tightrope bridge. I said rope type, didn't I?
Yeah. A tightrope.
Yeah, a typewriter.
Tightrope. Off you go. It sounds good.
It was mega good. And then after that, we went Anglesey.
Yes.
Oof. Stayed over?
No.
Oh,
no.
Dry.
It was just a day trip because basically cricket season was delayed a week because of the rain.
Oh, say it ain't so.
Oh.
So
what rain?
But don't you worry about that because we've come into
that.
We're coming back. Cricket season was delayed a week because of the rain. So it was just make the most of the last free Saturday. But couldn't stay overnight because we had a cup game on the Sunday.
That's cricket.
Yep. And how did we get on? First outing of the year mighty CCC.
Look at his face, of course.
Well, you must have won. Because if you hadn't, you'd be in a mood.
We won. We bowled Shepley out for 76.
Oh, shit.
And we knocked it off in 11 overs.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, come on. Cat.
Are they a proper? Are they a team? Would they be like
the Shepley? What
Shepley? They just call it Shepley.
Shepley under 18s or something.
they play in the Huddersfield League.
Ooh, they play in the Huddersfield League. When you said that, that was like F1.
But in the second round, we've been drawn against a team called Newfarnley.
Ooh,
and we're talking. They spend about $100,000 a year. Ridiculous
on players. On balls.
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
This is a big, it's like big game.
So hang on, where have they come from? Surely you played them last year.
No, they're in a different league. So this is a Yorkshire Cup. So this is like six different leagues in this cup.
This is your FA Cup, League Cup.
Heavy Woolen. It probably is your FA Cup. Yeah, anyone can enter.
So early in the season?
Well, because there's so many teams.
So many shit leagues.
Got to get round. Yeah, so bear in mind, Jack, there was a prelim that we missed.
They're still talking about it now. Yeah. The way you said that, literally, like, we would be aghast that you missed a match. I can't believe there was a prelim we missed. Do you remember that year, 2024, we missed the prelim? Never again.
You're excited. Obviously, and you are sponsors of the club, so you should be very happy.
Oh, we're still sponsoring?
Yeah. We need to get a new poster because we've rebranded.
Oh.
But you are still sponsors, yeah.
Ben, anything? No? Working? Too busy?
I've been very busy. I've been busy. But there was one thing. It's not a big thing. Star.
Mm.
Did I tell you we had a rotten tree?
Yeah.
Had to get rid of the rotten tree.
You brought it down?
Brought it down. Yeah. Had to go because it was dead. Then you're just left with the earth, aren't you? And I'm like...
Could you cut the tree up for firewood?
Yeah, cut it up and everything. Yeah. You cut that up, but then you have to get the stump removed and whatever. And there was a tree. It was like, and it's left, but she's missing the tree. She used to sit under the tree. So I thought, I'll make it all nice and I'll put seed on it and make it all level and whatever. She took it up and did a shit. Right in the middle of Maxie came anyway. She dug it up, Dad. And, I mean, I got it like bowling green level. Oh, the grey, seeded it. Bought a special leveller from Amazon. I didn't realise there was a thing. There's a lawn. You must know this at cricket.
You must.
There's a lawn leveller. So it takes out the bumps. You put sand on it. It takes out the bumps.
Like a scarifier.
No. Scarifier takes the moss out the lawn.
Come on.
This is like a flat, like wedgy thing. And it brush it over, but it's metal. And it flattens out all the bumps. So you get earth and it will flatten out. So I bought that.
Like a bowling green.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, I'm out there getting it. Well, it's not as good as a bowling green.
Right.
Still a bit shit.
Yeah.
But it's better than nothing. Did it. Thought, great. She's gone out at night. I can dug it right in the middle of the tree. Shit, buried it and gone. I've done my bit. See ya. Like that. I couldn't believe it. So I had to undo the, get rid of the shit. Put the earth back. Reseed it. That was my weekend.
What a weekend.
Yeah, but if you need a groundsman...
You're in.
I'm in.
You could be in.
I can know how to level a lawn. Who does your groundkeeping?
The council.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
That seems a bit of a waste of money.
We pay our rent to the council.
Look at his face. How gorgeous in there.
Nah, it's a good deal.
It is.
There many potholes around in Cas.
Yeah. We do all right out of that deal, to be fair. Should we take a quick break?
Perfect.
Yeah. But before we do take a quick break, now is your perfect reminder to pause the episode and go and buy tickets for our live shows.
Pause the episode, pull the car over, bring the dog back, get him on a lead, pick up the dog shit with a bag, get on your phone, get on the socials, click the links, buy a ticket to the live show.
Yes. We've got Manchester on the 4th of May.
Mm.
We've got London on the 18th of May. The last few tickets are available. We really want to see as many of you there as possible. These live shows are for you. It's definitely going to be a fun night.
It's a good chance. It's a great chance for us. So it's a funny thing. We're in a studio. We don't get to meet many people, to see anyone. So the live shows is our chance to meet our audience. It'd be great. We've done a few shows in Manchester, and that's brilliant.
Mm.
That's kind of home turf. It'd be really great to meet some people in London, because I think that's out of our comfort zone. So it'd be great if they're there to help support us.
Mm. It's going to be good. It's going to be good fun.
Yeah.
Please come along, buy your tickets now, and come back after the break to find out what's going on in this clip. Feels like you're watching something Hitchcock would have done.
Hitchcock.
That Will Smith.
The thing is, you were fucking reading that off a script and you changed Hitchcock to Hitchhock.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall.
Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to part two of On the Sofa with Colson, Jack and Ben. Part two, we're talking all about Ripley. We're now on to episodes 5 and 6. But Ben, what has happened in Ripley so far for the audience that aren't watching along with us?
So, based on terms of Mr. Ripley, you've got Tom Ripley, who is sort of a kind of grifter, isn't he? Not down and out, but can't make much money. And his Dickie Greenleaf's dad, who's a kind of shipping magnate, Dickie Greenleaf's gone round Europe on his dad's money, on a kind of allowance. Mm. And the dad wants him back, sends Tom Ripley out there to get him back. Tom Ripley doesn't know Dickie, but sort of pretends he does and vagues into his life. First few episodes, what we see is him really falling in love with his life, wanting his life. The last two episodes, the last we've seen is he takes him out, decides the only way of getting his life is to kill Dickie. Mm. So he kills Dickie on the boat. That's where we left it in. What did we do? That we left it in
that was
four.
Three.
That was four.
That was three.
The murder's three.
Then four was a bit of a slow start.
Yeah.
Five were back in five. Now, they've got a mate called Freddy. They met Freddy in Rome, did they? Or somewhere in Rome?
Napoli.
Freddy is one of the best mates of Dickie Greenleaf, but Freddy suspects Tom Ripley. Ripley not being right. There's something not right about him. Something off.
So you're into episode five, aren't you?
You're into episode five, and you open with episode five with Freddy going round finding Ripley.
So now, this is what I didn't get. So he finds Ripley thinking it's Dickie Greenleaf's hotel.
Yeah.
Because he's checked in now as Tom Ripley, as Dickie Greenleaf.
Yeah.
Right? He's now calling himself Dickie Greenleaf.
Yeah.
He's dressing like him. He's got his passport.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand how Freddie found the hotel. He said something about the phone.
No. So,
it's not a hotel, this. He's in this
apartment. No, he's in a flat. He's not in the hotel. He's in an apartment. So he rents the apartment.
Right, okay.
So the Excelsior, where you stayed or whatever, the girlfriend rings up knowing that Dickie would only stay in the best hotel. He moves out. He rents a flat.
Mm.
She said it comes with a phone. What he said was, you're in the phone book.
Oh, is it the only flat like in Rome that has a phone?
No, it has a phone, but obviously not many have phones. It's under his name, Dickie Greenleaf.
So he's
looked up Greenleaf, rang it, found out where it is or whatever from the number, and then he's gone round. And so Ripley thought, because he said, oh, what's that? She goes, that's a phone. Like, it's a big thing because no one has phones.
Yeah.
It comes with the flat. Everyone wants a phone. And obviously he doesn't really cotton on. But then when Freddie comes round to the flat, Freddie went, because he asks him, how do you know where I am? And he goes, the phone. I trace the number. I looked it up in the phone book. So I think it's as simple as that.
Right, okay. Mm.
And then we open with Freddie having a drink, don't they? Ripley invites him in. Freddie's having a drink.
Slow start to five. Slow start to four.
I think it's a slow start to every episode.
Yeah.
I think that's...
I think that's part of it.
That's it, yeah.
What I would say probably what we're seeing is I think it's a really good story. It's compelling.
Mm.
It's too many hours for the length of story.
I think six, yeah. It should have ended on six. I think the fact it's got two more is...
Yeah.
Because I know what's to come.
Because you know the story.
Yeah.
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 But I agree, it could have all been in.
Yeah. You could have done it in 6 hours. The thing that I found about this episode was, although it was slow, it was kind of obvious, or to me it is now kind of obvious, that the only way that Ripley can go is to either get caught or kill everyone in his sight. So now it feels to me, as a viewer who doesn't know the story, that he's going to have to kill the girlfriend, he's going to have to kill the copper, or he has to fake his own death or something like that.
Yeah.
To then the cop is get very away good. With.
So he kills Freddy, doesn't he?
Yes,
in he the does. Flat.
Another
with an
very gruesome.
Very Another gruesome. Big,
a lot of thudding noises with the head going down the stairs.
How do you think they did that?
What? The dead body?
The head down the stairs.
I don't know. There's a lot of dead body acting.
Unless he's got something.
Really
taped.
Good, though, wasn't it?
Freddy's very good. When Freddy's dead, he's really good.
I think a lot of the time. I know what you mean.
He is,
I think
though.
A lot
yeah,
of the time.
Very good as that.
It'll be a doll. A lot of the time.
I don't know, Jack.
It was very good.
When he's picking him down the stairs and then he puts him in the car. I mean, the car bit pissed me off.
So he's bludgeoned him with an ashtray in the flat. Then he leaves him in the flat.
For ages.
He leaves him in the flat for ages.
He's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere, but
very true.
He puts something around his head because of all the blood.
The scar.
And then he's obviously forming a plan. Freddy's left his car keys, gets the car keys, realises the car, then has to take the body... It was a good episode.
Yeah.
Down in the lift, all the way down, and try and dump the body.
I liked this, and I liked this in Ep 3, actually, when the cleanup.
Yeah.
I like it when the Ep is the cleanup.
Now, question
because
for
it takes fucking time to get rid of a body.
Well, you're saying that slightly cool. like...
Question for Come you. Do on. You think We've Ripley's any good at being the killer?
No. Would you?
It's red mist moment, isn't it? Every time he's killed someone, he's never entered the situation to kill them.
He makes a lot of mistakes.
The cleanup on Freddy is terrible.
It's terrible.
There's blood in the lift. There's blood down the stairs.
Yeah.
There's blood on him. Yeah. There's blood in the car.
Blood in the car.
I don't think even when he got rid of the boat, it was great.
No.
He sunk the boat.
He makes a lot of mistakes. Which makes me feel like
he
shouldn't be... Yeah. He should almost stick to not killing people.
Yeah, but I think it's what Jack said. He's a bit of a hothead, and also he panics and thinks, oh, there's no way out of this, I'm going to get caught, kills him, and then thinks afterwards, because I don't even think dumping the body in the middle of an aqueduct.
No.
Like, it's going to get found.
Yeah, he knows that, but he makes it look like a mugging, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So he takes all of his personal belongings, his passport, his wallet, blah, blah, blah. And then when he's been interviewed by the inspector, I liked that, the whole introducing the police to it.
Yeah.
How it was the
you like the
guy.
Police?
I do like the
he's
police
He's very
officer.
Good.
I
like him.
How does he differ to PC Tinker?
He's very of that time.
Yeah.
So he's playing a character that is very much the 50s.
And also he's
rather
good.
Than just... I'm doing the talent, Mr. Ripley.
He's like a good detective.
Yeah.
Craig would let you off. Whereas he does that classic thing of going, I really like it in that interchange. There's an interchange. He goes up to see Ripley and you get that feeling that he...
is in control.
But also, he doesn't tell him everything.
No.
And then Ripley goes, oh, but it was this. And he goes, and he mentioned something about travel and he said, I never said that.
Mm. Yeah.
I never said it was a mugging. You said it.
Yeah.
And then you can see Ripley think, oh, shit. He was very good at not...
Letting him talk.
Yeah, letting him talk. And then just saying, make sure you answer the phone next time. Make sure I'm not walking up the stairs.
Yeah, and he did it.
Don't avoid me.
He let the phone ring again.
Yeah.
Because he never knows who the fuck it is.
So if it was
the
police,
he didn't know whether
to
answer. Because he answered the phone to Marge, didn't he?
And it was a girlfriend.
Pretending to be Dickie, and she went, Tom?
Yeah.
And he went, mm.
Yeah, he just makes some terrible mistakes, doesn't he? And then you just feel like he just leaves. He just wants to, I'm going to leave.
Yeah, it is that bit of... What I don't get is, surely, if it was you, your option at the moment is to fake the death of Tom, isn't it?
What? You can't do that. What do you mean he is Tom?
I know.
If I don't get rid of Dickie...
No, it does.
Well, he's Dickie at the minute, isn't
he? Yeah, so he fakes the death of Tom to live the life of Dickie.
Yeah, that is probably what he's thinking would happen in the boat. He becomes Dickie and Tom's dead. So when he said two of them go to the boat,
well,
and
he
only
has.
One come out.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's what the inspector's thinking, that Dickie Greenleaf has killed Freddie and Tom.
Yeah, but at the moment...
That's what the detective thinks, until, obviously, someone sees Tom and goes, no, you're Tom, not Dickie.
They're suspicious of him on every single account.
They managed to find the boat, haven't they, where he killed Dickie. They've worked that out. Then they've linked it back to the killing of Freddie.
Well... They haven't quite yet, have they? Because Naples are trying to ring Rome and they can't get hold of each other. Mm. But Rome's already onto it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Rome's PC Tinker, I think, personally. I think they have the same intuition.
Could you hear that silence?
I just think they do.
I wonder what it would be like. I liked his style. Is that your line of questioning? Sit down on a sofa, a cigarette.
Yep. He'd have a smoke with Craig.
He'd have a smoke and go...
They all smoked.
Craig still does. First thing he does when he comes in someone's house, sparks up.
Do you mind? Yes, I do. Well, I'm the police. I'm going to be smoking.
And his character is he brings his own ashtray.
I like that he was smoking and he used the ashtray that he'd used to kill him.
Weapon.
I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
It's definitely much better, and I like it now in black and white when there's a murder.
Yeah.
The murder's
Isn't
good.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
But I like that. And
for me, it's only the murdering that's good. The rest of it is slow. Like, the whole getting rid of the body was great, but then they were in the car for, like, 5 minutes doing the same thing of the dead body sliding over.
What slightly
got me... You can only
me
do that once.
...was when he forgot something. He put the dead body, and he went back. And he forgot his hat, was it, with scarf or something?
Yeah. And then he went back. He forgot to rob him.
He went back to rob him. Yeah, but we had to get back in the taxi.
We don't need to see that.
No. I did think it's better, but I think as we're finding out now, there's probably not enough story for 8 hours.
So seeing as we've got 2 more hours left, you two know the story, you two know the film. Shall I make a prediction as to what I think is going to happen?
Yeah.
I think he's going to kill the girlfriend, and I think he's going to try and fake his own death and run away.
You see, this has been a character difference in the film to the series. The girlfriend, Marge, she's never liked Tom in the series, has she? She's never sort of believed, really, except for that one scene when he helped her with a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's always not really liked Tom being there. In the film, Gwyneth Paltrow fucking loved Matt Damon. From what I remember, she was like his best mate.
And then
Dickie went missing, he was playing both. So to everybody, he'd be Dickie Greenleaf, but to be her, he'd be Tom Ripley.
And was there a difference between how he played them?
Yeah.
That's one thing I don't like about Andrew Scott's performance, I have to say, because I think it's Tom Ripley saying,
I think you're right.
"My name's
Dickie." I think that's very well played, because actually when Freddie talks about their shoes. Mm. They both got Ferragamos on. And he said, we got them in New York. And then Freddie goes, you only get them in Italy. We got them in Italy. I would have liked to have seen him bodily change as he's put his clothes on.
Yeah, but you don't see any difference.
And I think it's what you needed character. Was Dickie Greenleaf. I remember Jude Law as Dickie Greenleaf being very, very different to Matt Damon.
Mm. Yeah.
Wearing clothes differently, just a different sensibility about him. And there wasn't enough of a difference. And I think you're right that when you see Andrew Scott now as Ripley becoming Dickie Greenleaf, you're like, oh, wow.
Well, that's the line I always remembered in the film when Philip Seymour Hoffman, who played Freddie in the film, he came into the apartment when he saw Tom Ripley, Matt Damon, and he said, I don't see Dickie anywhere. The only person I see like Dickie is you. And he never used that line, Freddie, in the series.
That's a good line.
Because he
literally is stealing his identity.
Yes.
It's interesting, this story, because you could have done so much with it. And it's interesting how, they've decided to adapt a famous book and a famous film to make it a series. They could have contemporized it. They could have brought it into present day. Mm. But they obviously have gone for this black and white, very classical look and made it very cinematic, which I think they have done. I think at times, like I've said in every single episode so far, it just hasn't suited it. But I think when they're murdering, I think it has so much more effect. And I think the sound's very good as well.
You could do a lot with the blood, can't you? You can make it darker.
Yeah,
think you can show it more on screen.
In black and white.
Yeah, way more. It fits. It just fits better. But look, the story's...
It's a two-hour story.
It's a two-hour story.
Made into 8 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very hard to do.
And actually, you needed much more... I do like the flashbacks when you see Dickie Greenleaf come back when he's been...
A bit like the American in Werewolf in London.
Yeah, when he sat talking to him. Yes. I like that. I agree with you. That's Is that not in the film? So we're two episodes left to go.
Yeah.
Without giving me any spoilers,
yeah.
What are you hoping for / expecting to see?
Well, there's a couple of characters yet to be introduced.
Okay. Like?
Just other characters. You told me you don't want me to give you anything away.
Okay.
And I'm trying to...
Darth Vader and Yoda.
I'm trying to think, is there enough time now for those characters?
It feels to me they've squeezed it the wrong way.
Yeah.
What's he going to do with a copper?
Well,
does he kill the cop? You can't kill a cop.
I'm not giving much
more. Or he goes pure and kills everyone. But from start killing everyone, he has to get good at it.
You've got to remember, Coulson, you're looking at it from a more modern eye.
Mm.
The whole thing is, it's not really a sort of mass serial killer where he just kills everyone.
Mm. Yeah.
So there's no one left. He's an opportunist, I think, is what we're saying about Ripley. But your modern eye is thinking, oh God, you'd have to kill. Whereas I think actually... Back in those days, it was much more like even two's a lot.
We've got a few of the on the sofa listeners watching along with Ripley at home. And one of them has got in touch to tell us what they think of Ripley so far. And it's someone we know very well because it's Sally Pontarelli.
Oh, yes.
Obviously, head of the deli.
We know Sally because she owns a deli. And Sally's written in to say, I've been looking forward to Ripley ever since I saw the trailer. So I thought it'd be fun to watch it with you. I'm only 3 episodes in, but so far I'm loving it. I think the cinematography is terrific. The...
Ooh, hello. What's that word? Chia Roscoro gives it a real film noir. I don't know. Is that the grade? Is that the colour?
Why is Sally trying to be smarter than we are?
Keep reading and I'll look at
her. I mean, look at her name. They don't call her Sally Pontarelli for nothing.
Gives it a real film noir feel. And even though the Amalfi Coast would obviously be beautiful in colour, I don't think colour would evoke the seediness of the entire situation. That is a point.
Chiaroscuro is an Italian term which translates as light to dark and refers to the balance and pattern of light and shade in a painting or drawing of the grade. But Sally Pontarelli, well done.
Even though you know that, if you've seen the film, you know the ending, it's still suspenseful somehow and feels like you're watching something Hitchcock would have done.
Hitchcock.
That Will Smith.
You were fucking reading that off a script and you changed Hitchcock to Hitchcock.
I've just watched that Vertigo with Hitchcock.
What's that Will Smith superhero?
Hitchcock.
Is that
Hancock.
Great. I didn't know anything about that. That's very good, Sally. I get what she's saying. Sometimes the black and white, it's exactly what I thought, actually.
It is, yeah.
The black and white really does it no favours when you've got the beautiful scenery, but it's really brilliant in the boat bit and the murders. I think she's absolutely... We don't get on, but I think she's nailed that.
But
I think she's exactly right.
We don't get
on. But what you could have is, it's almost like you want to see it. It's almost like you play the whole film in colour and then those murder bits, you go into
when
black and white.
When he loses his mind.
Yeah, you go black and white. Or...
Loses his mind.
You know what I mean? Like when he flips and kills.
Or you start to fade out the colour through the series.
I thought when he turned into...
So it starts very bright, very tan, very lovely, and it's getting much more dark and seedy, and you get almost grey at the end.
I thought when it might have gone the other way, and when he turned into Dickie, it might have gone into
colour.
Or something would have happened.
But as of yet, nothing else.
So, next week, we're back. We're watching episodes 7 and 8 of Ripley.
We are concluding the
series. We're concluding this mini-series all about Ripley. Now, a couple of people have been asking, what happens next? Are we going back to film? Now, the one thing we can tell you is that if you do want a film episode this month on Patreon, we're talking all things Moulin Rouge.
Yes.
Did I say it right?
I did.
And Patreon, if you don't know, it's our paid-for subscription platform. It's the place you get bonus episodes of On The Sofa. You also get ad-free episodes. You get access to our Instagram close friends. You get Jack's famous friends. You get a Q&A. And this month, you are getting a special all about the film that is Moulin Rouge. Mm-hmm. You also get a job at On The Sofa Land, which is what everybody wants. And we've got four new people who have joined us this week on Patreon and are getting a job at On The Sofa Land. And the first one is a huge job. It's a biggie. So we have to have fundraising, yeah? We've got to try and raise some much needed funds for whether it be stuff we want to do, whether it be charity nights, whatever it wants to be, we all get together and we have fundraising nights. And one person who's very much involved in this is a lady called Tracy, as she is in charge of the tombola. And that is Tracy Pambola.
Oh, what? That's not a name.
Palumbo.
Close enough.
No, that's not a name.
What did you say? Tracy Pambola. Pambola.
Hell of Tombola.
Pambombolo.
No, that's not a name. Tracy Palumbo.
Who's head of Tombola?
Yes. Tombola. Tracy, it's like you get a name.
We've got a job.
We've got a huge job. It's head of Tombola's, Tracy Pambola's. Give me a name and I'll change your job. my name is Ben Price, head of buses. Ben Buses. You just changed their name now to the job.
If the shoe fits,
it doesn't fit. It does. Tracy Pambola. Tracy, can you imagine if your name was Pambola? What's your name?
God.
What's your name on your passport, Pambolo? Tombola.
So what are we saying?
Palumbo. Tracy Palumbo, head of Tombola. Fine, yeah. Keep fine.
She could have been head of Columbo if I'd have known what her name
Tracy
was.
Tracy Palumbo, head of crime. Tracy Palumbo, no. Head of Tombola.
Head of Tombola's, big job.
Tracy Tombola. Palumbo. She should change her name to Tombola.
Okay, we'll move swiftly on. next one. When we have events going on in...
fundraising events.
Just sort of like usual, like, I don't know, like something might be going on, like some
tombola.
Event, in, like Tombola, for yeah. instance.
Yeah.
People who announce those things, we have a bit of a town crier who yeah. goes out and goes, hey ye, hey ye.
Yeah.
Here's what's yeah. going on, yeah, yeah, type thing.
Yeah.
And as town crier is Byron Stead.
Byron Stead. Can't...
Yeah, town crier.
Town crier. Head of town criers, Byron Criers. I love this. You just change any name to what you want to be.
I didn't think you'd notice it. But then obviously, Pambola's clearly not a common name.
I love it. Right, okay.
You got one.
I've got one. It's hurting now. So we're going to need like a school. You've got a big workforce now, haven't you?
What, on the sofa?
On the sofa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to need school. You're going to need education. I want to say head of schools, Jenna Schoolidge. Head of schools, Jenna Williams.
Nice.
Okay.
So she's running like...
Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
The education department.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, the three of us are the heads of this world. We're very important. We have a lot of power. You know, we're in charge of everything that goes on. And all three of us now, weirdly, we've started wearing tiaras.
Mm.
And the person who's in charge of making sure we have our tiaras in the morning is Kiara Inglis.
Okay, she's on tiaras.
Yeah.
She.
Why are we wearing tiaras?
Won't we wear crowns?
No, tiaras. Kiara, tiara.
Was it tiara?
So you've gone off the last name making the job and just Kiara.
I just go off whatever I can go off.
That's fine.
Like I say, if the shoe fits.
But Lumbo. Tom Bowler. There we go. If you want a made-up name to go along with your job, please join Patreon.
If we haven't read your name out this week, don't fear, because we're getting through them all. Well, you might not know.
I mean, we could have read your name out.
We might have read it out in the past few weeks, seeing as I just make them all up. If you want to get involved and you do want a made-up job and you do want all that extra content, simply sign on up at www.patreon.com/onthesofa. Like I say, loads of bonus content available, especially this month. So go on over to make sure you get it. We're back on Monday as we sit down on the sofa and we give a little bite-sized episode into our week. Until then, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.